Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two of Dukes and Bell, back from Germany. Yeah, plenty of schnitzel. Pig knuckles were insane. I wish we could find somebody. Maybe somebody knows. I'll put it out there on Twitter. I bought a photo of some of the food and some of the things we consumed over the weekend.
You want to get some of that here in the A?
Man, I'm telling you, some of the brothers out there, I'm sounding like steak, some of the brothers, but some of the guys out there would go bananas. Have you ever had pig knuckles? It's like the size, this thing was like the size of a catcher's mitt. And it's like crispy. And it's just so good. And the pig has got to be about 800 freaking pounds, wherever they get this pig from, somewhere in Germany.
Real hog?
I don't even know. But one thing about being over there, and you know it from being there, nothing against, you know, America, but just the food tastes better because there's no preservatives and, it's not full of all the crap that we put in our food. So everything just tastes better, fresh, especially your salads, your tomatoes, all that stuff. Anyway, back from Germany, Falcons taking on the chin, another game which we should have won. You did enough to win. Now, the defense, look, you gave up. It's hard to say, you know, our defense did a great job when you give up the career rushing record against the Falcons for Jonathan Taylor. I think it was Marshall Faulk's record. He snapped, I believe. But he didn't tackle him. There were some plays where, like, he's going to get his, just like Bijan's going to make you miss. But the one final run, which was the nail in the coffin, essentially, was the one that, you know, I heard Caden Ellis and others in the postgame say they thought they had him wrapped up and they just quit on it, which, you know, that's another part of the culture of your team is a little off center right now.
Yeah, it's odd because I think the frustration with the defense is valid. We understand 7 sacks, 2 turnovers, all that's great. The offense at the end of the day, Mike, did give you a lead under 2 minutes. And this is what's happened in the past couple of games, the past couple of losses that have all been a play here or a play there. You weren't able to make the one play you needed to. You had them, right? 3rd and 21. You make a different play there. Let's say Daniel Jones gets 7 yards on a scramble, not 19, 20. And it's a different ball game. And again, I'm not blaming the defense by any stretch, but the offense ultimately puts you in a position. And with under 2 minutes left, you couldn't hold.
But that's
it's frustrating.
Thing. Only in Atlanta could we say Jonathan Taylor rushes for 240, but the defense did its job.
Yeah.
But they did. If you in the flow of the game.
Right.
Because Daniel Jones, guys, coming off the 5 turnovers against the Steelers, 2 more against us. It's almost like, hey, we're getting close to crunch time, and Daniel Jones has realized it. And now we started getting back to revert to the old Daniel Jones because he looks very mediocre to see him in person. There was also the 4th down stop on the first drive. If you're watching on TV in Berlin, we're thinking, oh, crap, here we go right down the field. And then, boom, you get the stop. You got crucial stops. You alluded to it. You got them blitzing. Ulbrich is being aggressive. And then freaking Meathead Ulbrich only rushes 4, and that's when Daniel Jones converts that big long 20 yards. Very frustrating. Carl's off today. I know Carl Dukes knows Shefty really well. He is off today for Veterans Day. I'm fresh back from Germany, and Adam's going to join us because he's involved with another special cause to help the fight against diabetes. First off, Shefty, how you doing, brother?
How is it going? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, man, just a lot of food, a lot of jet lag from being over there in Berlin. But, man, just so much fun, man. But the Falcons, real quick, before we talk about everything else, what is your take from what you see of the Falcons this season? We feel like we've got a lot of athletes, but the coaching is kind of leaving us lacking, plus the execution.
Well, they've been very inconsistent, right?
It's
been up and down, hard to explain. I don't know exactly how they're and why they're playing the way they are. You can't really explain it. They've looked great at times and not at other times. So They're going to have to get that together and figure it out. It's getting late here early, so that's the situation.
A little bit of breaking news. I know you're on top of it, Adam, is Travis Hunter had season-ending knee surgery. Is this the end of Travis Hunter as a two-way guy? Is he need to find one of these spots and stick with it? Is that not in the best interest of the Jaguars' value moving forward at this point?
Look, he had surgery today. It just came out. He's going to be out for the season. And they repaired his knee today in Dallas. He will not be back this season. There was no additional damage beyond his LCL, but it was his a significant enough injury that he expected to return to full football activities within 6 months.
Oof. Yeah, we had so much hype about the guy, and it's just year one. He can bounce back, but what a kind of star-crossed first season for him. Why did Daboll get got, but Shane keeps his job with the Giants?
Well, again, I think there are a lot of Giants fans asking that question today themselves. And it's a situation where they felt like they had to make a change at the coaching spot right now. And that was the one change they made so far. They say that the GM is going to be running the coaching search.
Okay.
It's good for him. That's what they say right now. We'll see how it turns out. A lot of people unhappy about it.
Is Matt LaFleur under, I mean, not a hot seat, but they want to take away the play calling? That was a tough game to watch last night.
Yeah, well, I woke up this morning and I was surprised to see that all of a sudden there were people saying he's on the hot seat. So,
not buying it.
Yeah. You know, you don't win in this league. You lose back-to-back home games to the Panthers and the Eagles. That's what's going to happen. And that's what he's going through right now.
Adam, I know you're very heavily involved with type 1 diabetes. We saw a really cool moment at the start of the NFL week. Mark Andrews, who's been dealing with it as well, saw a fan with a type 1 diabetes sign, went over to autograph, give him his gloves. And again, I know it's something that's affecting you personally as well. Why are you so interested in raising awareness?
Well, I appreciate you asking the question. We're having the conversation during American Diabetes Month, which is an important time to educate around the importance of early detection for type 1 diabetes. My wife, Shari, has type 1. Mm. So obviously the cause is near and dear. I've seen what it's like for her to manage the disease. And that's why I've partnered with Sanofi to raise awareness around the importance of screening for type 1 diabetes. It's a critical issue. To me, it's a critical issue to others. As my wife knows all too well, an unexpected T1D diagnosis can have serious impacts. T1D can't be prevented, but you can prepare for it. And that's what's important here, is to make a plan. Go to screen4type1.com to learn more about T1D. Talk to your doctor about T1D and tell them you want to be screened or rescreened. Very important issue. American Diabetes Month. I just think it's a great time to educate people about the importance of early detection.
Right on. My dad was diabetic, and again, you got to take care of yourself. There's things you got to do dietarily and just, you know, common sense wise to stay in shape and stay healthy. Adam Schefter, the ultimate NFL insider from ESPN, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline as part of our 4th and 1. All right, Schefty, we've seen, you know, coaches are getting got. You see a lot of coaches that are just kind of struggling. Did you anticipate the Commanders? Now, obviously, Jaden Daniels being injured takes a whole different trajectory. But did you anticipate them looking as poor as they did before he got hurt?
It's a team that was built last year. A lot of questions on defense. Didn't come through. It's an older team, and some of the players just have not come through this year. And when the quarterback's not healthy – and he struggled with injuries this year, like knee, hamstring, elbow, like a lot of different things. So it's not just one thing. It's just one of those seasons that's gotten away from them. Just like last year, they went through it where everything went right for them.
Okay.
And this year is the opposite of that.
Adam, look, people are begging for change here. I think we understand that. When I look at the schedule, though, when I look at the Panthers, when I look at the Saints, and I look at the Jets, it's one of these things.
We're not making the playoffs here. Don't try to
get Adam.
That's
not where I was headed. That's not where I was headed, I promise. But, I mean, are you hearing anything from inside the building at Flower Branch that is, if they do this over the next three games, is there any mumbling? Can you give us any little piece of bread to give us some hope that maybe change for the better is coming?
Well, it looks like they have to turn it around now, or it's going to be one of these tough seasons.
Yes.
I mean, they're at the brink. They can't afford to lose many more games here, right?
Right.
What's the record right now?
3-6. You basically got to go 7-1.
And they haven't shown that they can be consistent enough to go 7-1, which is the problem.
Right.
And so, you know, last year they were so close to winning that division. They should have won the division last year. They really should have.
Right.
And didn't get it done when it mattered in Washington. It didn't happen. Now they're struggling. Now they're not playing the way they should. And when you're 3-6, all these questions arise. And that's what's going to happen there in Atlanta. We'll see how they decide to handle it.
Yeah, I know that Arthur Blank, he gave Arthur Smith 3 years. And it just seems like you've covered the business for so long. It just seems like, just like in college, there's no guarantee you're going to get 3 years anymore. I mean, if it doesn't pass the eye test, you're going to get got. Adam Schefter's with us, guys, from ESPN, as we're talking about the NFL. The other thing is this playoffs, the NFC playoff picture. It just looks like there's so many teams that are just ahead of us. You know, we lose a tiebreaker to something like, you know, San Francisco. Heck, we lose a tiebreaker to the Carolina Panthers right now. By the way, the Eagles, everything hunky-dory now, everything cool. Last year you had the soap opera with the passing game. A.J. Brown was placated, got that same soap opera this year. You still buy them to repeat? Everything cool with Philly?
Well, they won last night, so everybody feels happy today in Philadelphia. But the NFC is so loaded, and I think that's why it's going to be very hard for Atlanta. They're going to have to catch the Buccaneers and win the division to make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs as a wild card, I don't believe.
Right.
You got the Rams, you got the Seahawks, you got the 49ers, you got the Cowboys. The Eagles. You got in the North, the Lions, the Bears, the Vikings. The Falcons' only path really is as a wild card. And I'm not ready to say the Eagles are the best team at all. There are so many good teams in the NFC, which is one of the problems that the Falcons have now. So Detroit's really good right now. Chicago's playing at a high level. The Rams and Seahawks might be the two best teams in football.
Right.
Like, it's a loaded conference. It's a loaded conference.
Again, guys, Adam Schefter's with us, the fight and raising awareness for type 1 diabetes to make sure screening. Give us again the link if people want to go get screened.
Screen4type1.com.
Gotcha.
And so go there, visit screen4type1.com to learn more about T1D. Talk to your doctor about T1D. Tell them you want to be screened or rescreened. Very important in this American Diabetes Month.
Hey, one last question about the Falcons. Just your opinion. Do you think Arthur Blank is a meddling owner?
Meddling?
Meddling.
I wouldn't say that. I would say demanding.
Okay.
I would say somebody that stays on top of things. Somebody that's not passive.
Right.
Meddling has a negative connotation to that, and he's done too much good in my mind to call him meddling. I think he's aware and active more than he's meddling.
And I know you got a jet, but we were talking about it earlier, going back to when we thought we could make a play for Deshaun Watson. Nobody in this franchise ever wants to own whose idea it was. That's why I wonder, did Arthur think he could basically have the baby without the labor planes and go from Matt Ryan to a guy like Deshaun? Because for me, that's kind of where our organization kind of has gone off the rails since then.
Well, why does it matter that you didn't get Deshaun Watson? It worked out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a freaking disaster. But you also alienated Matt Ryan. So whatever our plan was with Arthur Smith, it just put us behind the eight ball as far as, you know, where we thought we were as a franchise.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you're buying my thesis, but it's okay. Hey, man, we'll be watching you on TV, following you on Twitter. And again, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, guys.
You got it. Adam Schefter right there from ESPN. Hey, guys, a reminder, the third annual Brown, this is going to be a lot of fun, Brown Grass Charity Golf Championship. They say classic. I call it a championship because somebody like Archer is probably going to win it because he's really good at golf. It's going to be presented by Finley Roofing, guys. It's coming up Monday, November 24th, without a calendar in front of you. That's basically the Monday before Thanksgiving, so it's kind of a cool Monday for guys to get up there and play. Even if you can't play, you can still help benefit a great cause. Go to 929thegame.com, click the events page, and donate to Pets for Vets, a charity that pairs our nation's heroes with trained working animals. And we'll see you on the course Monday, November 24th, for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Tournament. As I mentioned, Arch will be there swinging the sticks, and Arch was in Berlin, and Arch will be on Dukes and Bell next, right here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Day-Day pressing the buttons today, taking us.
It's not the one you think.
I was going to say, get to this thing called Falcons. Whose cover is this? Whose cover version is this?
This is Incubus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's some of these I can vibe. I'll give that a 2 on the Soul Train. Rate that song. I'll give it a 2, Don Cornelius. It is Dukes and Bell with Abe in for Carl today. And I appreciate you guys hanging with us as we're still talking about the Falcons. Tomorrow we'll be at Falcons headquarters. Carl and I with our exclusive interview with the coach, Raheem Morris. And again, plenty to talk about. 4th and 1, by the way, our segment with Adam Schefter brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. One guy hit me up on the text line. He goes, so with Adam not really giving you a lot of insight. He goes, well, some guys break news and some guys analyze the news. That's why we got Arch on, because he played the highest level and he can tell us how we're going to fix third down. Dave Archer joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. First off, how much fun did you have over there, man?
Well, I'm just surprised you made it back with no international incident, which is kind of cool. So I'm glad that there was nothing with you going on over there. So that's great. Yeah. We didn't do a ton, Mike. Yeah. My phone wouldn't work, so I couldn't talk to home or anything like
that's
that.
That's okay. I thought you were blowing me off because I expect Squid Billy to blow me off. I texted you and Squid, and I said, hey, where are you at? And of course, Bo, being a wise ass, goes, Berlin. In other words, go blank yourself. Yes, thank you. Because Becky's like, we got to go see Arch. And we were bouncing around with a bunch of fans, and they had a big boat trip that was kind of cool. The Falcon fans went all around, and just what a blast. People were super cool.
I figured you found something to immerse yourself in, and that's why I hadn't heard anything from you. So, yeah. No, I was having for whatever reason, I didn't have the plan or whatever the hell they're supposed to do, you know. And right. So I'm trying to find a field walkie-talkie to make a phone call. It's brutal. So anyway.
It's Dave Arch. We'll jump into what everybody's talking about. Everybody was talking about on the flight home, bunch of Falcon fans, Dirty Birds on the flight back. If Penix is struggling, the offensive line is struggling, and it, you know, it seems like it's contributing to all the issues, how do you pivot, Arch? How do you maybe put him in a deconstruct it? No more of this, like, this slow motion pivot, whatever that is, alpha handoffs. Maybe just some quick hits. How do you make things easier for Michael right now?
Well, I mean, first of all, Mike, and I know you guys, this gets into the, we get into the blame game scenario, and I know you guys are trying to avoid that. But I know that people want. Yeah. People want to put stuff on people, and there's really not anybody that's not partially culpable in why you're not operating on offense, whether it's the play caller, the quarterback, the guys around him. From as far as the question you're talking about, as far as protection goes, I think a lot of people feel like every time Michael gets sacked, it's because of a blitz. It's not. It's not because of that. I mean, yes, they heated him up with a couple of pressures. If you want to talk about the play where they heated him up with pressure on that opening drive and he fumbles the football, just to take you behind the door a little bit,
right.
he changed the play at the line of scrimmage. He saw pressure was coming. He changed the play. Kyle doesn't get the change. Kyle runs the wrong route. Right? Kyle just runs up the field. If you look at Penix as he's coming off the field, he's pointing at his eyes like goggle eyes.
Right.
Did you see what I said?
So that's why he was yelling. I saw him yelling at Pitts on the sideline. Okay.
He didn't get the change. And so that leads me into what you got going on offense. Okay. And so there were a whole bunch of cool things that Zach designed and they were trying to execute. On the first drive of the game, I think it's the second play of the game, he hits Kyle Pitts on a deep over route. It's a 70-yard walk-in touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He drops the football.
Right.
And the ball's dead in his gut and he drops the ball. It's a great throw, good protection, puts it on him. Drops it. Later on in the game, they've got a screen set up to the right side of Bijan Robinson, something they've had success with. You got three receivers on the same side of the ball. Bijan steps back. Drake London misses the block.
Yep.
All he's got to do is take the right angle, put his hands on the corner. If he blocks the corner, it's a walk-in 40-yard touchdown.
Got
you go back
up.
Look at it on tape. It's a walk-in.
Right.
Okay. So now you got Pitts lined up by himself on the left side, bump and run corner. He wins against the bump and run corner, and he's 2 yards beyond him. Michael underthrows the throw. It hits the corner in the back of the head.
Right.
My point is, and then you got a two-man stunt up front where it's just a four-man rush, and it's a TT stunt. Both tackles are twisting up front. We don't trade it off. And so he's got a free runner in his face. He has to throw the ball away. You remember, it's the play he got called for grounding.
Right.
Okay? There's four plays that four different people need to do their job, and you have 18. If you got 21 more points on the board, those are just four plays. I mean, that's the aggravation to this thing. Yes, are there some plays that don't work out? And as it turns out, when you call 60 plays or 55 plays in a game, Kyle or Zach's not going to hit on every one of them, and they're going to win on some. But you guys have heard this before. It's a cliche, and I think fans think of it as a cliche. You're going to play 55 or 60 plays. And five or six are going to decide the game.
Right.
You don't know which five or six are going to be, but if those five or six come up for you, you have to make the play when you get the opportunity, because if they convert more of those five or six plays than you do, guess what? You look up and you lose a game in overtime.
This interview with Dave Archer is brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Arch, Raheem said yesterday that he's seeing development and that Penix is doing the right things. And from quarterback to quarterback, from your eyes, what is the growth and development you're seeing from Penix over the course of this season?
There's been steps forward. There's been steps back. Okay. He did some stuff in this game. Like I talked about, that deep over route where he sticks it right on pitch, should be a score. It's perfect. He checks at the line of scrimmage because he knows he's got pressure coming, gets to the right play. We get the wrong route. The guy doesn't run the route. But he also, Kyle wins on the fade. You got to put that on him. That's got to be a better throw.
Right.
And I know I listened to you a little bit, you guys a little bit. And Mike's correct in that there are some things that he has to continue to work on to get better at from a footwork standpoint. His feet, it happens to a lot of quarterbacks that play a lot of college football, which he did, and you play the bulk of your career now in college is not under center. It's in the shotgun or in the pistol, which is what he did. You have a tendency to let your feet go dead on you. Because you float back, you don't drop back to throw in those situations. It's usually a couple of steps back, and then you set your feet. Now, if you can throw it on time, everything's fine. But if the first guy's not there, the second guy's not there, I've got to get my feet have to be alive to rotate my body to where I can make a sound throw. Otherwise, I'm throwing the ball across my body or without any leg drive at all, and it's just my arm. So his blessing is that he's got a great arm. It's also the thing that's getting him in trouble is he thinks he can get away with just throwing the ball with his arm and not stepping into it. Right. That's part of the problem with great players that have big arms. And I know some people talk about, well, Matt Stafford's playing in the similar offense and he doesn't throw with any feet. How long's Matt Stafford been in the league? 17 years. Right. He's figured out what he can do and get away with and what he can't. I bet if you go back and look at Matt Stafford 16 years ago, he made some of the similar throws that Penix is throwing because he's not using the fundamentals like you were talking about, Mike.
It's Dave Archer with us, and that's the other thing. And Abe brought it up. You know, he makes a throw kind of flat-footed. He had him, Mooney, in the flat open. He kind of sails it over his head. He also hits Mooney in the hands, and he hits Mooney in the feet. You know, and Mooney's been, unfortunately, disappointing this year. I know he's been dealing with a lot of injuries. So that's why maybe the defense is, you know, you say they're not blitzing all the time, but who's the real threat? If you feel that I still thought Drake had a pretty good day. He didn't always have Sauce Gardner on him because sometimes Sauce would just take the outside piece. If he's in the slot, he could get his stuff. What would you – is there anything – so you're feeling that I'm being too critical of Zach with the play calling?
Yeah, I think that to lay it at Zach's feet, and again, I said at the beginning that everybody's culpable when you're not performing, okay? The offensive line has had a tough time identifying things, and then just physically blocking. I told you about that four-man right. pass rush where they essentially ran a tackle-tackle twist. They didn't sort it out. So now Mike's got a free runner in his face, and they're only rushing four people. He changed the play. You got to get the play. Now, sometimes he doesn't change the play, and it creates a problem. You can't wrap him in a bubble, okay? Right. And also, you can't wrap him in a bottle. He deserves some of the criticism, and he's going to have to take some of that criticism. This is a big boy league, okay? Right. And you're going to get criticism if you don't perform it at the level, especially when you got guys that are in your draft class that are performing at a high level. Now, some of those guys have more experience than he does in the game so far,
right?
But still, you're going to get judged on that bar. That's part of why you get paid the big bucks as a quarterback. That's why you get all the accolades. If you play well, you're going to get the blame when you don't play well. And that's some of the part that he's going to have to deal with. I think he is. But he was as down, guys, as I've ever seen him after a game. He really felt right. like he let his team down this weekend. I think I would expect him to rally up based on what I've been able to gather from him in the last year and a half, you know, being around him, that he'll play at a high level, that he'll double down on who he is. So we'll have to wait and see.
And one last just note on it, because sitting behind the sideline, I saw him a couple of plays, because we know that Zach struggles sometimes to get the play in a timely fashion. We've had delay games. We've had timeouts have to be called. Do they have to simplify the language, Arch? I mean, just the idea of a young quarterback having more time to diagnose what he's looking at and then making the ability to change out to your point?
The system is wordy, Mike. There's no question about that. A lot of these systems are pretty wordy. What they've done to simplify the delivery from sideline to the field is that you see Michael has a wristband on, which a lot of guys do nowadays. And so what they'll say is, okay, let's go with number 25.
Okay.
Number 25. And he might do a couple reminders. Number 25, don't forget safety creeps left. Make sure that they're playing the coverage we're looking for. If not, can this and check it to another play. That might be as much as he says.
Okay.
Now Michael's got to step in and he starts processing what he said that was the ancillary pieces to the call, which might be a check or something along those lines. Certainly there's been some times when things get down. I mean, you're trying to get the right play in. You were talking about how do we simplify and make things as good as we can for Michael. I'm sure Zach is trying to do some of that, which means maybe it's taking him a little bit longer to get him to play to try to simplify it. So there's some of those things going on, but there's no perfect answer. There's no magic button to push.
Right.
You just got to make sure you get better. And I will tell you this, guys, if the guys around him play at a higher level, you're going to see a higher level of play from the quarterback and vice versa.
Right. I appreciate it, Arch. Because, as we said, plays were there that they left on the field. Thought the defense did a nice job, good enough job to win. But obviously, you know, Jonathan Taylor, you got to tackle him at the end. All right, brother. Alfides.
You got to eliminate the explosive play on defense.
Right.
That's the thing that's kidding the defense. I know you guys got to get to a break here,
right.
But this is a defense that's given up 19 plays of 15 yards or more in the last two games. Now, you've had a chance to win both of them.
Right.
And God bless sacking the quarterback 13 times and taking the ball away four times. Got to limit that explosive play on defense.
Well, the German Falcon fans next to me, they're like, Arch, we're like, why? Where's the blitz? And they dropped back. You know, I think they only ran four when we had that big scramble from Daniel Jones.
That
drove me crazy. And
By the way, real quickly, can I say, hey, God bless all the veterans out there. It's Veterans Day. God bless all the veterans that are currently serving and those that have served. And, man, that really comes to roost in a place we were at this last weekend, Mike. It kind of brings back all the things all those guys did way back in World War II.
And the folks that were there appreciate everything they did. And it's just, that's one place you feel good about being an American coming back from. Hey, man, we'll talk to you next week, brother. Maybe see you up at the branch tomorrow.
Thanks, man. Take care. See you, bud.
That's Arch. Sorry, man, we're cutting into Day-Day's time because he's got some Yeah Man, No Man next. But we got questions, and Arch is our answer man. 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. Saturday at 8, we start with college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. By Alumni Hall, you can shop dogs in Bama, Tennessee, and more. For fan shop, Freaky, go for it. This guy, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, setting the stage for big matchups. 6:30 is a doubleheader. Florida at Ole Miss, TCU, BYU. It's all Saturdays right here on The Game. Come back Day-Day next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Our man Day-Day today pressing the buttons and producing the show. It's a lot. It's multitasking. It's impressive. He's in today. Carl's off for Veterans Day. As Arch said, we started the show talking about that. Salute to all the veterans, especially the guys that are still on duty right now and those who just got off. And the ladies, too. All our vets. Because I tell you what, man. It was kind of cool. You know what I saw? One of the things I feel like saying, things I learned over in Berlin. I'll tell you about it in Guy Talk in less than an hour. It's one of the coolest things and some part of our history after World War II that everybody can be proud of. But right now, it's time for that guy to say some Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, guys. So first off, to your point, piggybacking off of you, Mike, I would like to salute my father, Herman Lewis, my sister, Julia Cobb, and a host of other family members and friends who all served our country. Thank you for your services. So,
right on.
With that being said, it got me to thinking, man, what are some of you guys' top military-related movies? We won't say war movies. Military-related movies.
My favorite war, I mean, again, it's tough because most guys have two or three of their favorites, but I watch Apocalypse Now anytime it's on. I just love that movie. I mean, it's a stylized Vietnam movie. There's many Vietnam movies at different times. So at one end, you would have like Platoon or The Deer Hunter. The other end, you'd have Apocalypse Now, but I still love Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, I'll give you two older ones and then kind of a newer one, which may or may not qualify for this category. Obviously, Great Escape is an outstanding film. And then I know I've talked with you, Mike, previously. I believe I have. Old movie Stalag 17 is really enjoyable.
But you're more of the prison genre. I want to see real combat.
Yeah. And then I don't know if this counts. Technically, he was in the Army. I really enjoy the rewatchability of Edge of Tomorrow.
You know, Edge of Tomorrow is a fun. That's the Tom Cruise race to basically relive day after day.
Yeah,
because you get zapped with alien blood. But it is. I love that. That's a fun movie. As far as old day, I know this will be old school for only older guys who are listening to our show may know this one. But A Bridge Too Far, about Operation Market Garden, where they paratrooped U.S. and British troops behind enemy lines to try to cut the bridges over the Rhine River and basically try to win the war by Christmas, which was an unmitigated disaster. It was one of Montgomery's plans. It was a joke. But anyway, that one, the cast in that one will blow your mind. Robert Redford, Sean Connery. I mean, there's every cameo, a Gene Hackman, you're like, oh, that guy's in this.
Okay.
Oh, that guy's in this. But yeah, that's just I would go with James Caan is in it.
Yeah.
You got like a 10-minute scene with James Caan. And Robert Redford leads like a boat division over the water. It's like, you're like, watch this movie. Who isn't in this movie? But A Bridge Too Far would probably be my all-time favorite.
Okay.
Another one that kind of is war adjacent is Bridge of Spies, which is a good film.
But again, that's not a war
movie.
I know,
it's
that's
not.
That's the Cold War, although it does have Francis Gary Powers.
Kind of. You know,
and
I said adjacent.
That's why I said military-related.
We didn't get to see the Bridge of Spies. It's a normal bridge now. There's really not much to it. That's where the bridge where they do their spy exchanges during the Cold War in Berlin.
All right, so for me, growing up around Edwards Air Force Base in California and seeing the first space shuttle landing when I was a kid, Top Gun is obviously a movie that is high on mine. But then also Miracle at St. Anna. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah, I remember watching that.
Yeah. Is that Spike Lee?
Did Spike direct that one? I don't know if Spike directed that one.
Let me look it up.
Yes, he did. Spike Lee did direct that one.
We interviewed Spike Lee at the time that was about to come out.
Okay,
way back when.
But yeah, that was a good one. But again, growing up at Edwards Air Force Base, I literally would watch Top Gun.
Horribly depressing movie.
It was.
What's that?
Miracle Santa.
That's warfare, baby.
Yeah. I know. I saw that movie in theaters.
All right, since Abe has expanded it to sort of quasi-military.
Well, I said adjacent.
One of my all-time favorite movies, I love the book and I love the author, it was The Right Stuff. The Mercury 7 astronauts. And all these, I mean, they went to the guys with the biggest balls on the planet, and the only guy that got left off was Chuck Yeager because he wasn't a college graduate. And they had a certain look they wanted for this. But, yeah, anyway, that's one of my faves, too.
Good deal. All right, let's get back to some sports-related stuff, guys. Looks like everybody's trying to take their shots at Notre Dame. Now Texas Tech apparently is coming out saying they would rather make a case for BYU to get in the CFP over Notre Dame.
I like that coach. He looks like a pro wrestler.
Yeah. The ACC took a shot as well, saying they'd make a case for Miami being in over Notre Dame.
All right. Well, they did beat, like, if you beat them, if you got to beat the man, you got to beat the man.
Yeah. And here's my thing. I grew up a Notre Dame fan talking about the Rocket Ishmael, Tony Rice days, right?
Are you talking about Coach Newholz?
Yeah.
Thank you, Damian, for your support.
But here's the thing. I will be honest. With them not playing in a conference championship, I do feel like it's hard for me to say a two-loss Notre Dame team should be in over some of these other teams as if the playoffs were to start now. Where do you guys stand on that?
Abe, your take first, Abe. You're a guest host.
Yeah, a couple things. If you're going to have a full season and if you're going to have a 12-team playoff, I think the ability to improve over the course of the season has to matter. I think you look at their two losses. They're assuming Miami doesn't fall off a cliff, which who knows.
They lost to the two best teams they played.
Carson Beck keeps throwing interceptions. They did, but it was a different time in the season. They were very close with both of those games, each one under a possession. And look, I think you look at their schedule, right? If they go through Pitt.
It's the 23rd. We're currently stands as the 23rd most difficult schedule.
We'll get, you're talking about Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
We'll get better against Pitt, who will be a ranked team. And so I have a tough time saying that at 10-2 they don't deserve to be in for other teams. I think if
well,
you're
just assume they're going to beat, like, it's Notre Dame, the TV money, a top 25 strength of schedule, pencil Notre Dame in.
They've been as impressive for the most part, and you can point to the Boston College game. They were
who loses the first two games of the year, though, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't know. That doesn't bother me as much.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Because of the expansion, you're fine. The years that Georgia, we had the argument with some Georgia fans, like, look, losing to the two best teams you played is not a resume builder. You got to win one of those games.
Yeah, so I guess, does that mean, you know, should, and we keep talking about whether or not they say these conference
that was the year Georgia was held out of the Final Four.
I would say right now, though, their win over USC and a win over Pitt would be better or as good, if not better, than anything Miami did. I mean, Miami beat Notre Dame. I get that. But, like, I don't know.
All right. We'll see where it goes. Hopefully we don't see Notre Dame, but I think we will.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, but, again, I grew up a Notre Dame fan.
You know, I will say this. Without Brian Kelly, with, you know, with Marcus Freeman, they're a different team. They punch Georgia in the mouth. You know, they're not going to choke on the big stage the way Brian Kelly's teams would.
Yeah. I just think I think there is a slight – they clearly have the slight advantage by not having to play in a conference championship. You're literally saying – they're going to have, year after year, they'd either have to have two really, really bad losses or they'd have to have three losses for them to pretty much not be in the CFP.
How about a two-loss Georgia Tech right now?
Who's that second loss to?
Yeah, who are they losing to? Georgia?
Is it Georgia, or in the conference Pitt, or Boston College?
Saying, they have no margin for error in the ACC. They've got to beat those opponents. And Pitt's going to be a tough out.
So you're saying win out ACC,
right now,
lose Georgia's, to
Georgia? Georgia's strength of schedule is, Georgia Tech's strength of schedule puts them around 58. Depends on who your ranking is. Some have as high as 75.
Well, I would argue you might be better off losing to Pitt and then beating Georgia.
Right.
Now you're talking about potentially a top five win on the resume.
Correct.
Versus if Pitt loses to Notre Dame here, they might fall out of the rankings, be an unranked win at that point.
Right.
And then the Georgia game.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. But I thought it was interesting to see that some of these other programs were kind of, again, you know, vying for schools in their the ACC obviously going to vie for Miami.
It's the arms race, and some of the brands that are available for this playoff, Oklahoma, Texas. Now, I think Texas is going to lose to Georgia. I'm sorry, Carl. Not happening. But, you've still got, you know, the Big Ten with Oregon that eked one out against Iowa. Mm-hmm. Indiana. I picked Indiana. I knew they were going to snap that win streak, but they had to go for some last-second heroics to do it.
Yeah,
but,
that was a game.
But that's a clutch win for Indiana. That's impressive.
Yeah, that really was. Yeah. All right, guys, that's really all I had on my mind for a Tuesday.
Well, shoot. By the way, how did the game, because I only got a chance to watch a few minutes last night to see what it looked like. Did it look cool from Berlin, the Falcons against the Colts?
Oh, yeah, it did.
The stadium, Abe and I were talking about this earlier. I'll get more into it less than an hour in Guy Talk and give you some of the stuff that we got into. But the stadium, I mean, you friggin' feel the history. And I know sometimes when you feel history from the 30s in Germany, that's not great history. But you feel this vibe. And it was almost primordial with the fog rolling in and it's dust because it's so far north in Berlin. That it was a dramatic setting. You know, when they hit the lights, and I know when they sang the anthem, I don't know if you saw the lady that performed the anthem, never heard of her. She nailed it. It was like, whoa. Yeah. And everybody, the Germans, even the French people. That's why, yes, you got French people singing our anthem. It's just, it's such a cool feeling of pride to be over there for these international games.
Yeah, it looked really cool. We were talking on the Midday Show about some of the other historical events that have taken place in that stadium. And obviously we know about the 36 Olympics. I brought up
the World Cup finals.
Well, that, and I brought up Usain Bolt set the 100-200 world record in that stadium at the World Athletic Championship.
Right. So, hey, by the way, we've got plenty more college to get to. We're going to talk to our man, Connor Riley. Talk about the Dogs. I thought the most impressive from start to finish game for Georgia. I know, you know, Kirby said, I still got to have something to bitch about, but I thought they came out. Oh, I can't say that. Sorry. Kirby said they had to dump it. Kirby said he had to have something to B.I. about. But Georgia wins 38-10, and we'll get into Connor because now this Texas game
it's an elimination game.
It really
is.
But I have no faith in Steve Sarkisian to beat Georgia. He can't beat Kirby. Kirby might not be able to beat Alabama but once, but Texas sure as hell can't beat
Georgia.
They
really going to lose two home games in one season?
I don't see it. I cannot see Sark pulling this one off. Arch Manning is playing better, but still, don't see. We'll get into it with Connor. Also coming up, guys, you mentioned Guy Talk and more of your phone calls. We'll re-cue the phones, get you guys up on what's up with the offense. Arch said, look, he says, I'm being too hard on Zach Robinson. He's dialing up some plays. Players are not executing. And guess who the big culprit is? Shocking, the quiet quitter. Number 8, Kyle Pitts. Dog Talk next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.